Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. When a second career, or maybe third or fourth career, pastoral novice, such as myself, prepares to preach an installation sermon for a 27-year veteran of the pastoral ministry, it could be a daunting task, and it is indeed a daunting task. What can I possibly say to a man who has over 2.5 times the experience that I have as a pastor? When I find myself in a situation where I don't know what to preach, as I have several times since 2006, I look back to a seminary experience where one of my professors taught us in a rather emphatic way one day in the classroom after we had heard a veteran pastor preach a chapel sermon that what I can only say was somewhat deficient. The professor entered the classroom, and he screamed at us in his heavy New Jersey accent, "Guys, preach the text. Preach the text. Preach the text." So today, I will preach the text. And since you, Pastor Smith, have selected the text for this occasion, I will cling all the more to the text. Though you've heard these texts and even preached them many times yourselves, we will preach the text today. And the Holy Spirit will deliver his message. For Elijah, it was time to move on. And he would move on in a tornado. Not many of us can envision a ride to heaven in a whirlwind. But the thought of it didn't seem to bother Elijah. When Elijah asked his prophetic son, Elisha, what he could do for him before he was taken from him, Elijah probably wasn't surprised when Elisha asked for a double measure of the Holy Spirit. It was one of those hard things, as you heard, that Elisha asked for. We know about hard things, don't we? John chapter 6 tells us about hard things. Bread and wine that are body and blood are hard things. They are hard things to deliver. It takes God to deliver body in with and under bread. It takes God to deliver blood in with and under wine. It takes God to deliver a man from earth to heaven in a whirlwind without dying. And it takes God to deliver a measure of the Holy Spirit. And especially it takes God to deliver a double measure of the Holy Spirit. But that was exactly what happened. God took Elijah to heaven in a whirlwind, and Elisha saw it all happening with his own eyes. And because he saw it with his own eyes, his request for a double measure of the Holy Spirit was granted. The delivery of the Holy Spirit was verified. When Elisha struck the water with the cloak of Elijah, and the waters of the Jordan River parted, when the sons of the prophet who were at Jericho, where the walls had fallen miraculously, remember, when they saw from a distance that Elisha had parted the waters of the Jordan River miraculously, they knew that the spirit of Elijah rested on Elisha. And that spirit was the Holy Spirit. The delivery of the Holy Spirit to Elisha began his remarkable ministry. May the cloak of the prophets rest with you today, Pastor Smith. May the same cloak of the prophets that gave prophetic breath to pastors here at First Lutheran named Smith and Schultz and Busher before you be your prophetic garment, Pastor Smith. May the Holy Spirit be given to you in a double portion through the Word and the sacraments, the cloak with which you part the waters of unbelief as a confessional Lutheran pastor. And then there was the Apostle Paul, the great one who was knocked off the back of a horse onto his rear by our Lord Jesus Christ to be brought to faith. Paul spoke to one of his prophetic sons, Timothy, and charged him with preaching the word. Preach the word in season and out of season. He could have said it simpler by saying, Timothy, preach the word all the time. Don't be worrisome like Smithy here about what he will preach, but just preach the word. Whether it says to reprove or to rebuke or to exhort, preach whatever it says. Simply preach the word with patience and teaching that go along with the preaching. Paul said, there will come a time, Timothy, there will come a time when the people will want their ears tickled, and the time is now, Pastor Smith, when the people don't want to hear sound doctrine. They don't want to hear that sin is sin. They don't want to hear the truth from the scriptures. They want to hear what they want to hear, and that is not what they need to hear. What they must hear is repent. They had rather turn away from the truth of the scriptures and listen to the mores of pop culture and science and myths and the theology of glory preachers. But for Timothy and for you, Pastor Smith, you're to be sober-minded, meaning that you are to be aware and focused on the task at hand. The task for you is pointing out sin and bringing to faith by word and sacrament. That may entail some suffering for you at times, but you, like Timothy, are to endure the suffering and do your work as an evangelist, one who proclaims the good news of the gospel. So, thus far, we have heard that you follow in line of prophetic pastors who were given the power by God to preach by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we have heard that you are to preach the word of law and gospel continuously, all the time. So finally, we come to Jesus after he was resurrected. He came to his disciples behind closed doors because they were afraid of the Jews, and he stood among them and shared the peace. Peace be with you. Then he showed them that it was indeed him, with the nail marks in his hands and the spear mark in his side. The disciples were glad to see him. And he spoke these performative words to them. Words that accomplished what they commanded by the power of God himself. He said, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Then he breathed on them. And when he did, he breathed the Holy Spirit on them, because he said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. And if you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld. The same Holy Spirit that was given to Elisha, the same Holy Spirit that was given to Timothy, the same Holy Spirit has been given to you, Pastor Smith. The power to forgive and retain sins. The office of the keys to heaven. The keys to heaven have been given to you, Pastor Smith. And so we have the message of this installation. First, we unveil the power behind your work. The power is the Holy Spirit that comes through the word from Holy Scripture and through the sacraments of holy baptism and the Holy Supper. Secondly, we have identified when you shall do your work. You are to preach and teach all of the time. There is to be no ceasing. You are to be focused and endure as you preach both law and gospel. And finally, we have identified your work as given to you by your Lord Christ. You have been given the authority to forgive the sins of those who repent and believe in Jesus as their Savior. And you have been given the power to retain, to not forgive the sins of those who do not repent. You will again, in this installation, be given the office of the keys to heaven, the keys to heaven, forgiveness of sin here today. Pastor Edward Smith, the Holy Spirit will empower you as he did Elijah and Elisha. The Lord Jesus will always be with you as he has promised. He will never leave nor forsake you. And God the Father, the God of all creation, will provide for you through whatever trials you endure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.